Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're live, my friends. It is September 10th, 2010. We've got a very well-known comedian who's done HBO specials, you name it, who's been on the broadcast before, Patrice O'Neill, coming up in the next segment for the balance of the hour. He's got a lot of courage. He's questioned President Obama. He has questioned 9/11. He's a listener of the broadcast, Patrice O'Neill, coming up. We'll talk about a host of issues, including the big Ground Zero mosque diversion, the burn the Quran situation. We'll talk about all of it with Patrice O'Neill. In the second and third hour, we're going to go through a lot of big developments concerning the inside job that was 9/11 9 years ago. The, of course, ninth anniversary of 9/11 is tomorrow. The police state news I have today is incredible as well. I remember seeing Homeland Security head Ridge, 7 years ago, say that they would have basically the same type of checkpoints in shopping malls, trains, buses, and on highways that they have in airports. That's just there to train you to submit to tyranny. And here it is out of NBC, Philadelphia. Random pat-downs turned PATCO into police state. That's the Philadelphia headline out of NBC, not Alex Jones. And the police are quoted as saying, we can do anything we want. We can strip search you. We can do anything we want. We are going to. This is the new America. Has nothing to do with terrorism. And here's a key article by Kurt Nemo today up on Infowars.com. Hamilton and Keene call for domestic terrorism agency for domestic terror groups. And, of course, over 90% of the funding and training has nothing to do with turbaned wearing men in Central Asia. It's all for gun owners, libertarians, conservatives, anti-war activists, basically anybody that isn't controlled by the false left-right two-party system. So the domestic Gestapo now being publicly announced. And a federal court has ruled that citizens can be secretly arrested, tortured, disappeared. So 100% official Nazi Germany or Soviet Russia announcements being made. Now, let's see them try to actually carry it out. But this is a rogue criminal government run by private corporations that have already stolen tens of trillions of dollars in the last 2 years, and they're just getting started. So all of that is coming up. And dealing with the economy, a lot of really important news on that front. It's now begun. They're now having treasury sales, and record numbers of people and governments and institutions are refusing to buy them. So the Federal Reserve is having to buy treasury notes basically from itself. Treasuries tumble following weak 30-year sale of 30-year bonds. Geithner says China needs to let market drive up the yuan. We'll go through all of that economic news as well today. And again, we have other news articles saying, well, it is a recovery for the banks. They're making record profits, but everybody else overall is losing money, losing their jobs, having their pay being cut. They're underemployed. Unemployment, of course, is surging. And that's even with the government's cooked numbers that they're using. A lot of folks are calling and emailing saying, where have I been the last 3 days? Conspiracy theory. Jesse Ventura's Conspiracy Theory television show. Second season coming up in October. I'm a consultant and also appear in the show, and I'm can't really talk about what we discovered in Georgia or in Louisiana, but I'll just leave it at that. I've been on a secret mission the last 3 days with Jesse Ventura. He is such a great guy and is really, really getting fully educated about the New World Order. I'll just leave it at that. But coming up in October, before the show kicks off, you'll hear all the exclusives here on this radio broadcast with Jesse Ventura. He may even come into town and be in studio with us ahead of the television show coming up in about a month and a half. But they're still out there investigating all over the United States and even other places. So I've been out of town. I appreciate Paul Joseph Watson filling in for 2 days. But we're back live on this Friday edition. And coming up this Sunday, I'll be live 4 to 6 p.m. with the abbreviated Sunday transmission. Patrice O'Neill. On the other side of this quick break, I'm Alex Jones. GCNLive.com is the network website. Stay with us.
We've got it. This transmission is coming to you.
waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Coming up in the second, third hour, we're getting into the 10th anniversary or 9th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. I'm going to get into the economy, incredible police state developments as well. But in this first hour, Patrice O'Neill is in studio with us. He's a very successful stand-up comedian, radio personality, and actor. He's been on a number of comedy specials, Showtime, HBO, Comedy Central Presents, in addition to a guest appearance on television shows such as The Late Night with David Letterman, and on and on. And Ellen DeGeneres' show, The Office, his stand-up comedy focuses on topics such as American politics, race and race relations, sexuality and censorship. He is also a regular visitor of the Opie and Anthony program on XM Radio. Patrice is currently on tour and will be performing this Friday and Saturday night here in Austin, Texas, where we're based at the Cap City Comedy Club. So if it isn't already sold out, you can probably get down there and see him tonight and tomorrow. Patrice O'Neill, good to have you here in studio with us.
Sir, how you doing?
Man,
it's awesome. It's good to have you here. I mean, I had seen you on television a few times before, but then I had seen some clips and heard some clips of you on the Opie and Anthony show that reaches millions and millions of people. And you were, very early on, right when the Obama deception came out, when Obama was still like God, you were saying people need to see this Obama deception. And you were saying, hey, you know, this shatters the left-right paradigm. And they were saying, what, Patrice, you support Bush?
And they, look, you can't. I think there's an instinct to people who believe in New World Order and globalization. There's an instinct. You don't have to be informed to have that instinct. It's like when I first saw after The Family came out, I had a heartwarming feeling just to see the black family come out. And you go, wow, man, I'm alive to see that. But then they see the faces and you see these faces and you go, man, something's wrong. Like, you just have an instinct like, why am I not as happy as I should be right now? That's the New World Order instinct. Then you go and you find certain things out. So I was, I think I was on 50cent.com. 50cent.com. 50 Cent has his this is 50. So you had the Obama deception thing right there as I'm watching something on 50. And I looked at it, man, and I'm like, I can't be an honest human being if I don't feel like this is touching on something. And I had the instinct that of all of that, but that particular film opened me up to the whole thing. And the one thing, if I have to pick out one thing that got me going, was the fact that the Federal Reserve Bank is private owned company. That, on the lowest levels, I have never gotten past that. If you go, if there's the eugenics and the globalization and all of this stuff, and out of all, everything that got me going and keeps my mind in that direction, is that the Federal Reserve is a private-owned company.
I wonder why 50 Cent linked to the movie. Maybe he's awake.
This is 50s.com is where I saw the link to the Obama deception. And it brought me in a direction that...
It's got KRS-One and, of course, Professor Griffin.
Professor Griffin's in that. And KRS has always been into that. But the thing is, I noticed something about it. I'm a comedian. When I first got into it, heavy, you stop being funny. You really do. You just, nothing's funny. So I had to kind of chill out for a second and figure out how to be funny, back to being funny again, and then still throwing it out to people, because at the level you are, you know, I watch the website and watch all the films. At the level you're at, it scares the death out of the average person who even might be. Eugenics is the highest level.
Well, exactly. That's what happens to me. I'm working all the time, and so I'm usually not freaked out or scared. But then when I take off a few days or get away from the radio or don't, you know, read the news, driving into work this morning, I wouldn't even call it scared, just more freaked out, realizing this is real. I mean, I was on the airplane flying back from New Orleans yesterday, right, from doing an investigation and shoot with Jesse Ventura, and I was asked by a man on the plane next to me and a woman next to me, both separately, were listeners, and they said, is this real for you or is this entertainment? And I said, well, wait a minute. Everything we talk about is on the record. Of course this is real. Of course this is real. But getting back to eugenics, now I saw them build up Obama as our savior,
right.
And they were going to try to push their agenda. They took a step with their left foot.
Right.
Now they're getting ready with the right wing and Glenn Beck and Sarah Palin to take a step with their right foot. And so now I was called a communist when I didn't like Bush. Now I've been called a right winger because I don't like Obama. And now I'm getting ready to be called a commie again because now I've got to swing my guns over onto Glenn Beck and Sarah Palin.
But I think the plan was not, I think Obama was supposed to be in office for 8 years. I think the thing that destroyed the Obama plan, I think, is racism. I think white people's, the average white person who is not into the New World or they're into just regular politics, I think they just couldn't, they can't take having a black boss for 8 years. And I think that ruined the higher ups plan to have him kind of have this feel of warm, we're all together.
Yeah, this feel good, and then...
I think the average, like, I don't even know who to say the average white person, but, you know, people are starting tea parties and starting these things that's from 1712. I think, I mean, look, I'm not stupid, you know what I mean? It's like, don't lie to me about it not being racial when you start a tea party and you, out of nowhere, it's a two-year movement out of nowhere when the president's black. If we're into, like, if you're in the New World Order, this is not, it don't matter, black, white. That's why it's like, if you're into that, you just go, you know, I don't care what color the president is, because it's all foul. But the average person who's just in the Republican and Democrats, I think there's a racial element to this country that can't take another 4 years of Obama. It's just not going
to
happen.
Well, I think what added to that, too, though, is the government-run health care and all these other big moves. But I do think that is an element to it.
The average person knows. Alex, that's what I'm saying. I'm out here, and I believe in the Bilderbergs. I believe in the Bohemian Grove. I believe it all. But the problem is I look at, and don't take this wrong, any, you know, listeners, I look at Hitler, okay, and I go, if I'm a crazy guy, and I go, I hate Jews, I want them all dead, do you blame me as much as you blame the 50,000 people that I convince to shoot Jews in the head in the middle of the street? I don't like the people that go, okay, I'll just shoot people in the head. I've run into so many people who are willing to kill other people or kill themselves, really. They don't even know they're killing themselves on behalf of the Illuminati, the CFR, these people who we look at it like they're evil. Yeah, we get they're evil, but you can't, don't help them. Don't help cut my head off and cut your head off.
No, that's a good point. You know, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has now ruled citizens can be secretly arrested. People can be tortured. They don't need warrants. And this is all for the American people, regardless of what color you are.
Right.
But just like with Hitler, he sold it with an unpopular minority first, but really it was for everybody. So these idiots that go along with this, they need to know that they're in the crosshairs as well.
They just go along. I pay my electric bill every 3-4 months. I pay it when I get a threatening letter. I just forget. This time around, somebody came to my house to cut it off, and he goes, look, you're going to give me a check, or I'm going to cut your electricity off. I go, look, man, I'm going to pay it online or whatever. He's like, look, this is my job. I'm going to cut it off. I go, what if I had somebody in here who could die without the electricity? You know what I mean? And he just did this. He just went, that's my job. I go, your job is to, you think that you love your family by killing my family. Like, meaning, something could be happening. Nothing is, but I'm just on a dramatic level, because then I got on the phone and the woman said, well, if your kid was on a respirator, we would tell you should have thought of that before you didn't pay your bill. And I go, are you serious? My bill was $800. You think people got $800 just to pay? You think everybody's trying to scam you? Your job is to hear me beg for my life. And you go, sorry, sir. So do you think that you could go home and love your family the way you think you love them, if you could kill my family?
Patrice, that's a key point you made. You're talking about the Nuremberg defense, where these tens of thousands of Nazis said, hey, I was just following orders, and the court ruled, no, if you're doing something immoral or murderous or illegal, it doesn't matter if a tyrant's telling you it's okay. You just can't abdicate all of your responsibility over to, I'm just doing my job.
It doesn't sit right to me. So as I've gotten into more and more, enlightenment about a lot of these things that these people at up top are doing, and I believe they're doing, the problem is, how do you communicate that? It's shocking to me if you say it to an average person that doesn't know how much they don't want to hear it, how much they don't care, how much even the look. I go, look, go to the supermarket, right? There's 10 aisles, but there's only one person working, and the rest is you're checking out yourself. Like, there's no more people doing jobs that you go, wait a minute, there's no more tellers. There's just one person taking, and
down the road, what are the jobs going to be able to have money to even buy the food?
That's what's killing me. It's like, wait a minute. If you're treating me like a robot, what they're doing is they're setting you up to get me used to dealing with robots. Cause you're not being a person right now. They're tricking me. It's not tricking, cause what they're doing is getting rid of your job, cause you cost them money. So a big business, why would I pay you? If you're gonna get my $800, why do I wanna pay out the $800 that I'm giving you to a person that's working? They're trying to figure out how to get rid of you, and you're just helping. Well, it's just my job. It's not going to be a...
No, absolutely. You're hitting on the key here. We're being deindustrialized. We're being turned into biological androids. And we had better have an awakening to even salvage some of our humanity. And to do that, we've got to all come together against the eugenics. We'll be right back with Patrice O'Neill. Stay with us. Patrice O'Neill is our guest. We do have Richard Gage with huge bombshell breaking information. They had a press conference at the National Press Club with former Senator Gravel. Key information coming up in the first 30 minutes of the third hour with Richard Gage, the head of architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth, less than 24 hours from the ninth year anniversary of the tragic attacks that have been used to butcher our liberties and freedoms and launch all these illegal wars. That is coming up. Now, Patrice, you were trying to get into eugenics before the break cut you off. You were saying that that's the ultimate level, and I agree with you, and they play us off against each other. They're dehumanizing us. They're deindustrializing us to make us depend on the system, but the end game is forced population reduction.
It's the high. I'm laughing, right? Because as a newbie to it, I mean, I would say the last 2 or 3 years, it's shocking, man. That I think that's eugenics is the most difficult to digest out of any of it. I think the fact that there might be some people that need that are trying to kill human beings, I think is the hardest thing for people to believe. But as you open it, and what I like about your films is this. You don't just, it's easy to go, this guy's crazy. But you give things in your movies that say, okay, go to HR this and go to executive order that. And it's difficult to deal with HR 1000 because it's crazy. So a lot of times I got to take your word for it with that HR or the executive order stuff, because it's a Bible's worth of stuff you got to read through. But that's the thing I like about watching your films is that it's brought me here. It all does come together.
Well, when we show a bill, when we show a bill or executive order, though, we zoom in on the subsection. Mm-hmm. I mean, here's an example. The last 3 weeks, we have written article after article with direct links to the Rockefeller Foundation, and they're just like 20-page documents. You can read them where they say we're going to develop vaccines that reduce fertility, and they even talk about so we don't sterilize everybody, because then people would notice that.
Right.
We just hurt a certain amount of people.
That no one cares about. Start with Africa. Easy to do. A lot of poor people, nobody cares.
Well, see, you bring up race. And I will say most libertarians, most patriots that I know, the media would call right wing, are not racist. But they do understand that there are elements, and that the Republicans have taken over the Tea Party and are basically putting out code words, but at the same time denying it. But here's another issue. The ultimate racist are the so-called liberals on the top, because when you actually read their writings 80 years ago, they said, we've got to pose as liberals so the blacks trust us. And then you see the result. Let me ask you this. 51% of black people since Roe v. Wade have been killed before they're born. And then you go talk to the average black folks, they'll defend abortion like it's some liberal right. And I go, really? Liberal right to kill 51% of the black people?
This is the, Alex, this is the game. This is the problem. Okay, I'm just now looking at the Constitution. I tell you who got me looking at the Constitution was Aaron Russo. When he's like, democracy is that thing where he says two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner. It changed my life. I think that's the most amazing quote I've ever heard that puts democracy in
perspective. It's Thomas Jefferson originally.
Well, that I heard from him. Yeah. I give him even. But I'm looking at the Constitution, and for some reason, growing up black with just being black, the Constitution is poison words for black people because we feel we're not involved in it anyway. But the idea of what freedom of the press and then freedom to carry arms, why it's important, and this is easy, is because it's to protect us from a dictator. It's separation of state when Bush took over the separation of not separation of state, but separation of
church power. And state.
The powers of
separation of powers.
Yes,
the
House of Representatives and the president.
Yeah.
To protect us from a dictator, and all these things are trying to be destroyed so that a dictator can come right in and take over. But black people somehow in the system of just regular government, we feel ostracized from these words. We all, like even the crazy what black people call the crazy crackers in the hills that say we're gonna kill you if you come on my property. Black people automatically think those people are crazy, but those people are the revolutionaries of our time. They live how the people who freed the country from England live. They think like that. But to a black person, whatever the news thing does, it makes us think that those people are insane and out to get me. That's the game they play so that black people don't get deep into the New World Order.
Because it's another divide and conquer.
It's a divide and conquer thing.
Well, stay there. We're going to break, long segment. Let's pick up where you left it. Patrice O'Neill is our guest. PatriceO'Neill.com. He's going to be at the Cap City Comedy Club tonight and tomorrow. Hurry and get tickets because it's probably going to sell out here in Austin, Texas. You can find out where else he's going to be appearing around the country. Also at PatriceO'Neill.com. I'm Alex Jones. The websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we're having a very informative discussion with Patrice O'Neill. We're going to be going back to him in just a moment. You know, we ended that special a few days ago where you got five films for $9.95. We sold out of all those documentaries. We have a few hundred of each just to fill mail orders for those. But we have a new special that's only going to run for a couple of weeks. You know, the Obama deception, we sold out of that. We've now gotten a few thousand more of these in. And when these are gone, it's over. The Obama deception that really shatters the left-right paradigm. And you may be awake, but is your neighbor, are your friends, is your boss, are your employees, is your church, they need to see this film. Republicans watch it because they hate Obama, and then they see the film and it exposes Bush and the whole New World Order. Democrats watch it because they think, oh, they're going to see some, you know, right-wing disinfo piece, and they find out that it's a much larger paradigm. And that's what we're doing, is getting people outside the box. You can get this film, $19.95, and get a $24.95 book free, Jesse Ventura's American Conspiracies. He covers everything in this book. It's very well written, a very easy read, a great gift to give someone. Read it yourself and give it away. Get a free Jesse Ventura book, New York Times bestselling author, American Conspiracies, hardcover, free. So that is a $24.95 book free when you get The Obama Deception. But these are going to sell out very quickly. The books are going to sell out very quickly. We've only got a few thousand of these and a few thousand of The Obama Deception. When this is gone, it's gone. Infowars.com. And your purchase of the books and the videos makes this broadcast possible. We've got a lot of other specials where you buy a t-shirt and get a free ball cap, or buy one video, get another video free. It is your support of this show. Listen, I'm not getting $50 million or $40 million a year like Glenn Beck. I don't have Fox News behind me, okay? It's Alex Jones. I'm the guy that makes the decision on what computers to buy. I'm the guy that sometimes carries the trash out. I'm the guy that has to decide what furniture to get for the new studio. And I'm not complaining. It's just I could do so much more if I wasn't the guy that has to run it all. And if we had more support, I could do that. And we're really trying to hire a couple more people. We're trying to buy the equipment for the studio. So when you also purchase these great books and videos, it makes everything we do possible. So again, Infowars.com to get your free copy of American Conspiracy Theory when you get The Obama Deception. So you get The Obama Deception, get a free book, Infowars.com, or you can simply call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or you can simply write to us at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760, to get your free copy of Jesse Ventura's American Conspiracies when you get a copy of The Obama Deception. But this great special isn't going to last long, so please take advantage of it. Going back to a very popular, nationally known comic, but also social commentary individual, you know, HBO specials, Comedy Central specials, you name it, Patrice O'Neill, patriceoneill.com. You got cut off. You were making the point about the hillbillies trying to stay out of the system. You know, to black folks, the way the media pushes it is, you know, anybody who lives in the country is basically a racist that wants to, you know, get you. And then you were saying, Alex, am I right that Waco really woke you up? And to a certain extent, that was the real trigger. So we were talking about that during the break. Please continue.
Yeah, I was just going to say that more black people should be into this. Into this globalization game, the idea of it, but it's whatever the news does in this country, it's to separate. If you look at history, anybody that tried to bring black and white people together got killed. You know,
as soon as Malcolm X stopped saying Whitey's the devil,
as soon as he thought, whoa, wait, maybe I'm wrong. Get your hand in my pocket. He got killed. And, Martin Luther King got killed.
Same deal.
JFK. But black people love JFK.
Well, he was for real.
He got killed. Jesus, Gandhi, anybody who tries to bring people together for the right reasons, they get off, man. And
well, they're always bringing folks together against the corrupt elite.
And they get offed. So the thing is, when you keep me thinking, what do I care about having a gun? I can't have one. I got a conviction, so I can't have a gun anyway legally. So to the average black person in the street,
and that's why they want to get everybody into the system. Well, it's like this black guy up in Long Island, 25 MS-13s are rushing his house, and we're going to kill your kids. He shoots the gun in the ground,
and they were legal. His guns were legal,
and they arrested him. And the cops said, "Well, you could have killed him." It's like something out of Gran Torino, but you couldn't shoot the gun in the ground to protect yourself.
But he shot in the air, and they called it whatever they called it. Man, this is why I tell a lot of people, like a lot of people do have this thing about the police where they go, we have rights. The people, man, police have things that they can do to just take look, disorderly conduct. It ends all your ideas that you think you have rights. If a cop says move and you go, no, I have the right to be here. Disorderly. That's basically destroys.
Or failure to follow an order.
Failure to follow.
So what's the next thing? Come to your house, knock, knock. I want you to go mow my yard. And well, you say no, you're
going to get. Exactly. A lot of police are stopped. But this is what the problem is. One of the problems, I fly a lot. You fly a lot. The people are supposed to be our elite, the people who know how to have power over another person, meaning this. You have a physical presence. I have a physical presence. So you know what it's like to be respected just because you exist. A lot of people who have power don't know, never knew what it was like to be respected just because they exist. So if you get a lot of weak people who are now put into powerful positions, they're really, really corrupted by that.
Well, that's what I found. A lot of people who innately are powerful are embarrassed of exercising power, but these little nobody thugs, they are just loving it because they're weak. And that's what the system is made up of, is all these petty people, that it's a new class. They're above us. I flew with Jesse Ventura, and at the Atlanta airport, he's got a hip replacement,
mm-hmm.
and I watched Ventura and mainly old folks that have hip replacements
right.
being searched, and Ventura said to me, that's why he wants to leave this country, period, because he said it's the act of domination and humiliation every time he flies, the pat down, putting their hands on him, and I was watching him do it to women, and you know, that's your personal space. It has nothing to do with terrorism, and it's dog training. They are training us to have somebody in our space, and they're always, and now they got the naked body scanners.
And the thing about the naked body scanners, I cause problems when I go to the airport. I always go to the airport 3 hours or 4 hours before I have to fly, just so I can see what rights I supposed to have. So L.A. was the first time I've seen the X-ray machines. You can say no to the X-ray machine.
But now they admit they're phasing it in to make you.
Well, here's what they do. They don't just say yet make you now, but what they do is they make life so miserable if you don't that you think about doing it. Now, I said, look, I don't take anything off that I don't have to. You have to take your shoes off. You have to take your coat off. I don't take anything
off. Which is another act of submission.
Submission. I don't take my jewelry off and my hat. You can keep your hat on if you want to. You can keep on your belt if you want to, but you have to choose to take that check, right? Now, what they did is when I said no to the X-ray machine, all my stuff was going through. So there's thousands of people's stuff on top of my computer, on top of my clothes, on the floor, and they keep me on the side to make life really miserable so that I go, okay, next time I'm going to go through because I don't want my computer to be over there by itself. But I'm like, look, I'm not going to – anything that I can do to keep a hold of the fact that I have a little bit of dignity – I'm going to keep a hold of it.
But here's the good news. You're resisting. First, they lied and said they weren't saving the images. Then now they admit they're saving them all. They're going in courthouses, state and federal, mobile vans, high-powered ones that the government bought 500 that beam your house.
Right.
It's admitted it causes cancer. That's how insane it is. 15 years ago, the Army admitted DU will kill you deader than a hammer. Now they tell the troops it isn't bad for you. Use it, and they're dying, and they just say, hey, go ahead and die. So they're setting the precedent, but now because of the protest and people saying no, they're claiming, oh, we've got a computer that computerizes your image
right.
and covers up your genitals. First right. they lied and said it didn't show them. And so it's just an image of a man with a baseball cap, and then the computer with AI technology is going to tell them what area to supposedly search. But we know that's a lie. They're still saving the image. They just do this digital overlay over it. But the point is, we're going to defeat those naked body scanners because almost everybody I know just isn't traveling now, and it's bankrupting the airlines. That's why they're having to come out now and start to back off.
And it's because of the people that they have in charge. If we had elite, like I watch on tapes the Mujahideen. They're out practicing how to shoot two M16s with two pistols, you know, shooting apples off of things. Like when I watch them, I go, "Woof! Those dudes are trying to kill me." Now I look at who we have as supposed to be our protectors. It's a mess. The airports, the police, they're just a mess. Sometimes when you get a small lady cop, I'm telling you, and I'm being honest, you get a small lady cop who talks to me.
They've got a Napoleon complex.
I say, look, miss, you got to understand I respect the law, but if you arrested me, you should say thank you to me for allowing you to, because you can't arrest me without my respect for the law in general. So when you come at me with this angry, forceful thing, you got to understand, I'm a person to person. If you wasn't a cop, you wouldn't be talking to me like this. I like cops who can arrest me if they weren't a cop. Like I go, all right, sir, let's talk about it. And usually those guys are nicer people. But when you get a punk who's now got some kind of weird power where they think they are the law as opposed to their
existence. No, that's what I've noticed. If you've got some big giant cop with arms, you know, that are huge, they're really nice. It's always the little guy.
Because it's a bad place to put them in that pop. But maybe, like you said, it's planned. But all of this stuff is planned. And that's why I'm like going back to the...
No, they admit they're psychologically profiling. And now, first it was, don't hire a cop over 100 IQ. Now they're wanting them with 90 IQs. So they're just dumber than a box of rocks on a power trip, and somebody who had a little bit of dignity and a little bit of prowess, they would be embarrassed
to be this person. And that's real. And that's the thing. When I go back to the black and white thing, man, I don't want people to think, oh, I'm white people. I'm saying that as I'm becoming informed, I can understand why black people, because I'm still not removed from black folks. I understand why more black people aren't involved. You can see.
But you're outside the box now. See, you've broken your paradigm, so you can look at it as a third party from outside to clearly make decisions from an unemotional perspective. But going back to gun laws, the first gun laws were passed after the Civil War in the South against black people. So then how do black folks then support the Democratic Party who says, you know, we're going to take your guns away from you or throw you in jail if you try to have a gun to protect yourself? And again, so the Republican Party, it will promote part of your rights but try to take away the other part. The Democrats try to give you the other rights the Republicans don't want to give you but try to take away the other rights. And between the two parties, you've lost them all.
But a lot of people, Alex, that don't understand the idea of having a gun. A lot of black people don't understand what the idea is. They think it's to keep some gangs out your house. It's to protect you from a dictatorship, a overthrow.
Well, it does both, yeah.
It does both, but the idea mostly for a black person in a bad neighborhood is that, and then there's some white people who don't know what the right to have a gun is. A lot of white people think the right to have a gun means I have the right to have one. It's you have one to protect yourself from things. To protect.
Well, I mean, bottom line, if a lion has had his teeth taken out and his claws declawed.
Right.
That is a domesticated, defanged, declawed creature.
Right.
A free man or woman has the right to own guns. I mean, it goes back 200 years ago to blacks not being able to even own a knife. It goes back to Rome. I mean, if you read the actual history books written by Julius Caesar and others, when they rolled into Germany and rolled into Austria and rolled into other countries, rolled into England, which was Albion at the time, the first thing they did was they took the women and children, they killed most of the men, and they disarmed everybody. So it's very elementary. Any country you look at where the people aren't armed, you're going to have an out-of-control government. So it's a check and a balance. It's real simple. It's like a fish out of water. It's gonna die.
We're doing it ourselves, though. That's the thing. That's my problem, is that we're doing, the average person is doing it. It's not like they're coming and really taking anything from you. They're putting us in a position to be afraid and say, please come protect me. And here's how we're going to protect you. Give me your gun. Let me have a gun and I'll fix everything. We believe that the government.
Yeah, that's like the mafia. Can you imagine, you know, the mafia says, pay me protection money or I'll burn down your grocery store. It's the same thing. The government says, you're not allowed to protect yourself. We'll do it for you, but then if we don't show up on time with the 911 call, sorry, no liability.
Right. It's at the level you're at, it's just too easy to think like that. It's the level of these people walking around. I mean, right now, you're a shepherd, you know, and there's, you know, you got the Glenn Becks and you got everybody that's out here fighting. They're shepherds. And right now, it's a lot of sheep just deciding on what shepherd they're going to follow.
But I think that's my number one message. Don't be a sheep. Be your own leader.
That seems elementary. But I know a lot of people that don't. My girl, she needs me to even disagree with something. She needs me to have a point so that she can have a point. You understand what I'm saying? Meaning she don't just go, here's what I think. She waits to see what I think, and then she either agrees with it or don't agree with it. That's most people. They're not looking to go, you know what? I'm going to start something myself.
No, they're spectators. You're right. Yes. You have to bring up a point to even get them to even begin to realize that there is a spectrum of ideas.
Right. And they won't. They just wait for you to say something and either go, he's crazy, or I love this guy. They're not trying to unfold. That's why I said again, the reason I enjoy your tapes is because you'll do a lot of stuff to say, look, don't listen to me. Go over here. I read this thing about Henry Kissinger. I forgot what it was, but it was a blueprint on how to destroy governments and kill the people.
State Department Memorandum 200.
It was shocking. And I'm going, it's real. I'm not listening to Alex Jones or Alan Watt or whoever. I'm listening. They tell you to go do things. And I'm like, it exists. People aren't.
No, that's the thing is I had ABC News here, a Nightline, and they would say, you think the government wants to reduce population? And I literally played them video clips of world leaders. I gave them all the doc. I said, and they wouldn't even look. They'd laugh at me. And they realized that most people are sheep. So as long as they just laugh and never in the piece let me show them any proof.
Right.
It's just, oh, it's this guy's opinion. Yeah. So do you choose to believe him? And they kept asking me, do you really believe this? Do you really believe this? And I said, of course I believe it. I know it's true. And then they went further on the show. They said, you know, we don't even think Alex Jones believes this. And for somebody who's awake, that's ineffective and looks ridiculous. But you're right, Patrice. They're targeting people who aren't going to look into this. They're just going to think this guy's making it up.
But that's what I'm saying. To expose, you know, you watched the Bohemian Grove. I heard a guy, I forgot his name. He was talking about the Bohemian Grove. He goes, look, in the least, the fact that your leaders are dressing in crazy hoods and burning owls, doesn't that bother you to some, just on a certain human level? So you don't need to go to the stratosphere. All you got to do is go, yeah, that does bother me, and then move on.
Patrice, stay there. This is amazing. He'll be with us on the other side. We are back live. Patrice O'Neill will be with us 5 minutes of the next hour. We've moved Richard Gage to the middle of the next hour. Here's the headlines. Corporate News runs 9/11 Truth. AE 9/11 Truth Conference presents explosive evidence. I got another report on that. Extremely powerful information. They had a press conference yesterday at the National Press Club with Richard Gage, the head of architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth. 9-year anniversary coming up tomorrow. Patrice O'Neill, so many other issues to discuss. There is an awakening happening out there. And that's why they put these fake leaders out like Obama and then whatever the next right-wing leader is going to be. And my point is, we are so far down this line. They're building this domestic control grid that is designed for we the people. We had better wake up and come together now for the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, for the Second Amendment, or it's over.
Well, I don't think it could be done without our help. I mean, that's what I'm saying about, you know, I believe, you know, wholeheartedly in this idea of an Illuminati, of a new world order, of the banking system. But it's the more people I meet and the more people that don't care, I think, to me, if I had a crusade, it would be to figure out how do you get the average person to I know the banking system opened my mind. That is what was the most important thing. If somebody came at me and said, hey, look, they're trying to get the world down to 500,000 people. There's some people that just want to kill everybody and get it down to 500,000 people and control them. I'm like, okay, whatever. It sounds good. But when I go, when somebody just says the bank is private and the government borrows money and to pay them back, we need, or the idea of the gold standard, didn't know what it was, didn't care what it was. Once I understood why gold exists, I'm going, now it doesn't. We're not on the gold standard now. We're on the debt standard. We the fact that I owe money means that we have money. It's shocking to me. Then if I know they can do that, I move to the next thing and the next thing. And then I go, oh, man. And as a comic, it slows me down. So I'm trying to, because I know Bill Hicks, man, he was open. He was open to it all. And when you're open to it all, it could drive you insane with wanting to put the information out. But I've learned how to throw it in a little bit, make a person laugh, and then hopefully if I throw a little info out and a person laughs, it's like when you say go look at HR this and go look at the executive order that, it just maybe they'll go look and it'll open their mind and then they can go. But the fact of dealing with people, man, they people are not doing the right thing when it comes to this, man. There's a couple of people out there. And when I say a couple, if a million people are into it, that's not enough, man. That's just not enough. They can round up a million people easy. But we need 50 million, 60 million.
No, you're right. It is a life and death situation to wake up as many people. I mean, you know, individuals who wake up and get really informed, they need to understand they've got a responsibility now to reach out to others. And the system before could just deny and say we were liars. Now they try to come out and go, okay, we lied about global warming, but the UN said this 2 days ago, but it's about population reduction, so we've got to do this. So, or the CIA comes out and says, okay, we did put out fake bin Laden videos. Okay, we are growing the opium. They're trying to really steal our thunder and just kind of put it out there in our face.
It's because it's too late. At 500 million bad eggs. I'm going, who? I said, do you hear that? 500 million bad eggs. And you go, and when I say to people, it's because a lot of people didn't take the vaccine that they had to grow in the egg. So they're like, hey, since they didn't take them, let's just put them back out. People dropping dead from the vaccine eggs that they, you know, you had to grow the H1N1 inside the eggs. And it's just like, it didn't work. So now they just got these eggs sitting around and they try to put them out there. Those eggs are now poison. Now they got to figure out they salmonella. I'm like, look, there's no way 500 million eggs got salmonella poisoning in it. But people go, well, that's what they told me. And I go,
Tree, stay there. We're going to do 5 more minutes. We're back in 70 seconds.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, it's been an amazing interview with nationally known comedian Patrice O'Neill. And we got 5 more minutes with him. And I wanted to get into the Quran situation. I'm going to get into this after he leaves us. Then Richard Gage is coming on. But bottom line, I defended the right of that mosque to be built down there 2 blocks from Ground Zero. But I also don't agree with him, but I agree with his right for that preacher to burn the Quran. And the fact now that they're in the Middle East, they're burning Bibles and things. You know, the issue is if you don't like the United States, that you can burn a Bible, you can burn a Quran, you can burn an American flag. I think that's disrespectful and bad on every front. I'm not looking to insult people. But now that this guy's maybe saying he's going to back off and the media has been talking about maybe it should be illegal to burn a Quran. Well, then you First Amendment's gone. Patrice O'Neill.
I agree with the fact that you do have your right to do things, but there is tact. And I'm going to tell you, burning a Quran, and this is my thing about burning a Quran and burning a Bible or whatever, it's burning their God. That's the thing that bothers me. It's that, look, and it goes again to the lying in this country. No one has a problem with Islam. It itself. I mean, Farrakhan is Muslim, so no one would burn a Quran to demonstrate that they hate Louis Farrakhan because he's genuine American. Whether people agree with him or not, you know he's American. People don't have a problem with Islam. They have a problem with Arabs, and no one wants to say that they don't like Arabs in this country. It's not about the Bible and the Quran. It's about those people and this country. Let me tell you. I believe this. Arabs have not yet gone through what everyone else has gone through in this country to be certified American. You go through some foulness for people to go, they're American. Japanese did it. Chinese did it. Blacks did it. Irish did it. Everyone's done it except for Arabs. And there is no, and here's the thing. Everyone who does bad in their particular group has another part of their group who condemns things that they do that are wrong. Arabs don't have, and maybe it's the news that's doing it, but you don't see enough Arabs that go, what these Arabs are doing is wrong. You ask an Arab, hey, what do you think about 9/11? It's like, well, when you're pushed to do things, you have to go through. It's like, nah, just say flying planes in the buildings might be wrong. Just say, don't give me an excuse of why people got to die. Just say, look, blowing up this guy might not be the right thing. I don't think enough Arabs are vocal enough against the ones that are just doing bad stuff to make everybody else go, okay, there's a right Arab and a wrong Arab. And that, but that's for basic anything.
But, I mean, we're almost out of time, Patrice. What about the issue of, I've supported the property rights issue of the mosque and been criticized because if you take away their right, then nobody's got a right. But at the same time, I didn't know what to really think about this preacher and all of this, and I think it's being used by the media to create division. Yep. But now, if he does back off, you can burn anything you want but a Quran.
But let's be honest. Building that mosque, you have the right to do it. Don't do it. Don't do it just because of the sentiment. Don't burn Qurans because it's burning someone's God. Billions.
Well, I don't think it's a good idea. I don't think it's a good idea. I don't like it. But at the same time, the First Amendment is the heart of this country.
I have the right. But, sir, Mr. Guy, the preacher in Gainesville, don't do it.
But if you don't exercise a right, you lose it.
He didn't need to even open his mouth to exercise it. Just like the mosque, you can build it 8 blocks away where people go, okay, you're going to build it 2 to exercise your right. I'm not crazy. You're not exercising a right because you could exercise your right to be decent to the people who are going to lose it and cause problems.
Very interesting. Patrice O'Neill, thank you for spending time with us. He'll be tonight and Saturday, Cap City Comedy Club. Find out more at patriceoneill.com. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com, PrismaNet.tv.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live, coming up in about 25 minutes. 1,270 architects, engineers reveal hard evidence of explosive demolition at World Trade Centers on 9/11. Richard Gage, founder and head of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, will be joining us in the third hour. We're going to have wide open phones and a blitzkrieg of news. But let me start getting into some news right now. And a lot of this is mixed together. There's police state in all my stacks. I've got the economic news. I've got it all here, but first, let me basically state where I'm at on the mosque and on the Burn the Quran Day. At my instinctive base level, if anybody is violent to anyone burning a Quran, I'm not a coward, and my instinct is to burn a whole box of them. I'm going to be honest with you right now, okay? Now, I supported Muslims' right to have that mosque down there at Ground Zero. Okay, this is the United States. Freedom of speech, freedom of religion. And the media is having this national debate about maybe we shouldn't let pastor do this. If they stop him, we've given in to intimidation by radical Muslims. Okay. Now, 9/11 was staged, ladies and gentlemen. Many of the radical Muslim groups out there are CIA-funded, like the Taliban. That's on record. And I want Muslims to live in peace. I want Muslims to not have their countries invaded and 1 million Iraqis to be killed and DU, depleted uranium, to be used all over the country. But it's very simple. If you've got your right to that mosque, then if somebody wants to be disrespectful, and I don't agree with it or like it, and burn your holy book, then you have to criticize them, speak out against them, say whatever you want about them, but you have no right to threaten to kill them or to stage terror attacks. And the globalists are orchestrating this. They're promoting it. They're hyping it to get everybody at each other's throats, just like it came out that well-known CIA-connected publications 3 years ago ran the Prophet Muhammad with his turban as a bomb stories. And Muslims did riot all over France, all over other countries, and that was used to crack down on Muslims. Now, if you want to be stupid and play into this, go ahead. But I will tell you this. My instinct is, you know, if the government started arresting people for burning American flags, I would never burn an American flag unless they started arresting people for it. And then I'd say, because this flag symbolizes the Bill of Rights and Constitution, that's why we revere it. It symbolizes what our forefathers fought for. I am forced to burn this flag. I don't like it, but it's almost like when a flag's tattered and old, there's a way to get rid of it. You know, that's in the flag code. This is incredible. I mean, it's not a popular stance on talk radio, which is predominantly mainline conservative, to come out and say, I support their right to build that mosque. But I have to, or there's no property rights, there's no free speech, no right of religion. And it's the same thing with burning the Quran. I don't like it. I mean, that's bad mojo. It's bad luck, whatever you want to call it. I'm against it. But we have reports that I'm looking into out of Associated Content and others. Christians in Gaza fear for their lives as Muslims burn Bibles and destroy crosses. And it looks like this is really going on. And see, I mean, that's what the Muslims are doing in Sudan, blowing up churches, bombing them. They've got an air force. You hear our media really promoting that? That's wrong, and that needs to be decried. That needs to be criticized. The globalists are orchestrating this clash of civilizations. So it's okay to burn the Bible, you just don't burn the Quran. Now, what does that really say at the end of the day? I mean, if Muslims are really for the freedom of the United States, the Bill of Rights and Constitution, then they should be free under the First Amendment to criticize and to say whatever they want. And if they wanted to go to that event and burn Bibles right alongside it, it's a stupid idea. I'm against it. Not just as a Christian, but as someone who supports freedom of religion. But you know what? They shouldn't be arrested if they burn Bibles. And they shouldn't be arrested if they burn Korans. But this whole thing is being promoted by the Washington Post, the New York Times, in the last 3 weeks to create this division and to create a further clash of civilizations. And so if it gets burned, or I mean, are Muslims going to come out like they did in Europe and burn down buildings and attack police and play right in to the globalist plan? I also don't like the fact that the FBI has gone now 3 times to this church in Florida. And right after they went through the third time, that was the second. Now they've been back again. They came out and announced, I've talked to the imam. They're not going to have the Ground Zero mosque anymore. And so I'm going to back off. And then the imam came out and said, well, I didn't really say that, which I don't tend to really believe. I don't think the pastor would come out if he hadn't been led to believe that. And so now, here's another example. The ISP, the Internet Service Provider, for the church, the Christian church, took their website down and said, because it's hate speech. See, now you can't have a website because it's hate speech. In England, a guy had a ringtone from a movie where the guy said, I'm not a packy. Or I'm a packy, what's wrong with that? Which I guess is some racial slur towards Pakistanis. And he was arrested in England. Remember the BBC news reporter who went and gave a speech and said rural communities deserve the same rights as homosexuals and Muslims? They arrested him saying the word homosexual is hurtful. They know the public's so ignorant that the word homosexual or heterosexual, I guess, is bad. The word Caucasian or Negro is supposedly bad. Well, those are just scientific names. It'd be like if I called a dog a canine and somebody didn't know what that meant. And they said that's a racial slang towards a dog. You're going to be arrested for calling a dog a canine or a cat a feline. Or as if you called a pig a porcine. Or if you called a cow a bovine, you're going to be arrested. I mean, this is the level of thought police control going on. So later in the next hour, we're going to have nothing but phone calls. I want to get your take on this because I'm not saying I'm going to go out and burn a Quran. I don't do just pure stunts like that. It's just at an instinctive level. if they do start arresting Americans for burning Korans, next you won't be able to even criticize a politician because they'll say, oh, this is disruptive, this is hurtful, you can't yell fire in a theater. That's not yelling fire in a theater. That's what this country is based on, is the right. Here's an example of, it's got to be 10 years ago. We had a burn the UN flag day, and I did it down at the Capitol. And they tried to get the police to arrest me for it, but they refused. And so the local news shot video the same day at another location of a guy who hated me burning an American flag. And they cut in to the newscast and basically implied that I had burned an American flag, and I got a bunch of hate mail over it. I burned the United Nations flag because it's a symbol of tyranny and corruption and dehumanization and eugenics. So next, are they going to ban burning the UN flag because it's hurtful to the 170-something member nations to the United Nations? Yep, there's the video. That was another event where they had a burn ban on, so I couldn't burn it. And so I cut it up with a knife. I was in pretty good shape then. That's what happens when you lift weights 2 hours a day or jog 6 miles every other day. But they're showing video for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. You can just search the term Alex Jones burns a UN flag, Alex Jones destroys UN flag. If you want to watch the full video from, that's actually 11 or 12 years ago now that I see the video. I burned the UN flag a couple times 12 years ago. And then 11 years ago, I sliced it up because they had a burn ban. But side issue, this is political correctness, and it's what's destroying our nation. And political correctness, what, 6 months ago, 8 students were sent home from the San Francisco middle school, 5 of them Hispanic, over 1,000 people in the school, and most of them weren't even there wearing American flags because it was Cinco de Mayo. American flag shirts are popular. One of them was an Old Navy shirt, and the illegal aliens in the school, in the sanctuary city, were so offended by the American flag in America that the students were sent home. And then there's video of other students driving around days later with American flags flying from their cars and the illegals cussing at them, yelling at them, starting fights with them. Because, well, I mean, here's an example. There was a national cartoon. In fact, guys, print this for me. I think I IM'd it to you. I haven't seen it in my stack. Maybe it's here. There was a national cartoon showing the Mexican eagle on the Mexican flag shot by drug gangs, laying dead with bullet holes in it. And the national government of Mexico has gotten angry and is complaining about it. They're not worried about tens of thousands dying every year. They're not worried about their country collapsing. It's that nationalism of you don't, which wasn't even about Mexico or the flag itself being bad. It was about the countries being killed by the drug war. And they're demanding that this cartoon not be run. We're being intimidated. You know, that's why I supported a few months ago artists worldwide doing cartoons about Islam. Because they've been threatened with death if they do. And if we give in to that mafia threat, that's the end of free speech. Don't you understand? The globalists bring in all these foreigners. They bring in all these diverse groups. They hype us all up to hate each other. And then the globalists play the part of the referee over all of this and say, well, so that there's peace with everyone, you don't have any free speech, any of you. Or they selectively allow certain groups to have free speech, but others can't. So I'll wear an American flag if I want. Okay? If you don't like it, leave. And if you don't like somebody's right to burn a Bible, an American flag, or a Koran, get out of the country. Go back to Saudi Arabia. Okay, Richard Gage coming up with key breaking 9/11 news. Here's the CNN story. They even get it right on this issue. Get real, Mexico. It's just a cartoon. And it goes on. I realize this might be an imprudent question leading up to September 16th, Mexican Independence Day. But what in the world is the matter with Mexico? Here you have a drug war that has caused the deaths of more than 28,000 Mexicans, with the resulting loss of billions of dollars in tourism and foreign investment in the economy already in distress, drug gangs terrorizing the population, school children being taught to duck and cover under their desk in the event of gunfire, the corrupt and discredited Institutional Revolutionary Party making a comeback thanks to voter discontent over the war and dire warnings from international organizations about how the whole country could be on the brink of collapse. And what offends the sensibilities of Mexicans? A cartoon. American cartoonist Daryl Cagle recently came under fire south of the border after drawing a Mexican flag with a provocative twist. The flag is supposed to feature an eagle perched on a cactus devouring a snake. In Cagle's rendition, the eagle lies in the center, riddled with bullet holes and a pool of blood. Cagle said his drawing, which went out to more than 800 newspapers around the world and has been published in at least two newspapers in Mexico, was intended to draw attention to the horrible violence in the country. Instead, the imagery unleashed furious anger. The Mexican newspaper El Universal, which ran the cartoon, heard complaints from many readers. "It's a shame," said one. A patriotic symbol like our flag, which is so beautiful to me, can be mocked by a stupid cartoonist. Even the Mexican embassy in Washington, which must not have had more important matters to deal with, got into the act, criticizing it. They went on to say they respect and defend free speech and freedom of expression in any way it's manifested, but regarding the case of Mr. Cagle's cartoon, we differ on the use he makes of the Mexican flag and the message it conveys. And it goes on from there. So you can't wear American flags. The 30 million Mexicans here in the U.S., large portions, are threatened by it. You've had illegals come out of the public schools all over the country, go to police stations, fire stations, post offices, private businesses, and pull down American flags. Stomp on them. And if you criticize it, you're bad. It's my First Amendment to say I think that's wrong and shows a hatred of this country. And look, I don't care what color you are. I want to live in peace with everybody. But if you are so offended by the American flag that you're pulling it down at post offices, if you're so offended by it that you don't want people wearing it at public school, you're so offended by it a cartoonist can't show that Mexico is in deep trouble. I mean, how many cartoons have you seen making fun of the American eagle as a symbol of the federal government? It's constant. That's what freedom of expression and speech is about. And either you support it. I mean, I don't like these reports of Muslims in the West Bank burning the Bible. It's disrespectful. It's hateful. But it's their right to do it. And if they start burning Bibles here in the United States, I don't like it, but it's their right to do it. But to threaten to kill this pastor is the opposite of what this country was founded on. And I will defend that preacher's right until I'm dead. To burn the Koran, because it's his right to do it as an American with the Bill of Rights and Constitution. He has that right, even though it's distasteful. And I think it's disgusting. I have a right to say it's disgusting and that I think it's going to. The Pentagon is upset about this because it will illustrate what many of the troops have already been taught, that this is a war against Islam, that we are over there. That's what they're taught in these different speeches the generals give them. That's what comes out. They promote a kind of fake Christianoid idea over there, that they're part of some holy war, you know, against Islam. So let's just be honest about it, and this illustrates what people really feel. If you don't want our troops being killed, pull them out of Iraq. Pull them out of Afghanistan. And then if Muslims don't want to support free speech, well, then we don't have these massive numbers of people immigrating here. You know, you never hear a discussion or a debate about that. If people don't like the American flag, don't immigrate here. If you don't like free speech, don't immigrate here. But at the same time, we shouldn't be over in their countries. We shouldn't be running around inside their nations. I mean, can you imagine how much they hate us? You know, we're all talking about how they want to blow us up and be terrorists over here. Since the 50s, our government's been overthrowing governments over there, mainly secular governments that want to be our friends. The globalists don't want that. They want a bunch of crazed extremists running things. We're going to come back, talk to Richard Gage, and then, folks, the police state news I've got in the third hour after we take calls is off the charts. It's off the hook. Look at this. Victims of extraordinary rendition, that's kidnapping, cannot sue U.S. court rules. They're also announcing what I told you they do 7 years ago, because Homeland Security said that was the plan. They're going to have random checkpoints all over America, strip searching you, body scanners, bathing you in radiation. We've got to say no to this. It's about training you to live in a total police state. And even NBC admits that. The headline's police state. We'll be right back.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You are listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Richard Gage with big breaking news dealing with 9/11. They had a press conference at the National Press Club yesterday that actually made it into a whole bunch of mainstream news. This is important information coming up on the ninth anniversary of the tragic attacks. And while we're getting Richard Gage on the line, I wanted to go back because with a quick search, we found the cartoon that Mexico's so angry about showing the Mexican eagle shot by the drug gangs dead on the ground. And we found another cartoon making fun of the American eagle, the bald eagle, not the gold eagle, in a cage. And it says national debt. The American eagle today is in a cage. He's enslaved to debt. And you've got the drug gangs destroying Mexico in the fake drug war run by the globalist on record. And not only do I support free speech, I agree with both these cartoons. It makes perfect sense. It makes absolute sense. I want to just let listeners know, again, that we are listener-supported by supporting our sponsors and by visiting the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You can also be a PrisonPlanet.tv member for 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month, the cost of two Starbucks coffees. You can download all my films in the highest quality, watch the live video stream of the show, expanded extras, being a PrisonPlanet.tv member. Stuff that isn't even on the films or in the DVD extras is at PrisonPlanet.tv. My book, Paul Watson's book, and a lot more of things that are out of print are available at PrisonPlanet.tv. We've had a lot of listeners ask for something we haven't done in years, and that's signed limited edition films and books. We've got a whole section on that now at InfoWars.com. And the other special that we're running, until it runs out, we've only got actually, they corrected me, we don't have 2,000 of this book. We have about 1,200 of Jesse Ventura's hardcover American Conspiracies. Powerful read. It covers 14 different subjects. It's so informative, a great gift to give people. You can get the Obama Deception for 1995, the pivotal film, key tool to wake folks up, and get a free Jesse Ventura American Conspiracies book, $24.95 value. So the film and the book for $19.95 until the books run out. And that could be days or weeks. We don't know. The other specials just absolutely sold out. Eight different films that we were offering total in the five-video special. And as each film would run out, we'd add a new film to the five combo pack for $9.95. We've got a bunch of other specials, InfoWars.com, or you can simply call toll-free 888-253-3139 or write to me, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78704. And even if we sell out of these and you write us a letter, we hold back a few hundred of specials to fill mail orders as long as it's post-dated while the special is running. So again, those are different ways to support us. But most importantly, these books and films are waking people up big time. And then this radio show is a growing international platform to bring on different guests and organizations and groups that are on the front lines of fighting for free humanity. Now, here's the PR Newswire report up on InfoWars.com. 1,270 architects, engineers reveal hard evidence of explosive demolition at World Trade Center on 9/11. And the Sun Herald, Forbes, Yahoo, Breitbart, and others did report on the big press conference and the breaking incredible information. A lot of new 9/11 info coming out. We can just add to the huge stack of proof that the official story is a complete hoax and a lie. And now the founder, well over 1,200 members of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, Richard Gage, joins us to recap this breaking information and give us even more intel on what's been coming out. Richard, good to have you here with us.
Thank you, Alex. It's great to be here with you. Always an honor.
Well, you've got the floor in the remainder of the hour. Tell us about this breaking info and why it's so important on top of the new NIST footage that was forced to be released with lawsuits, the National Standards Group, that again shows Building 7 being blown up. Go ahead.
Well, indeed, Building 7 is the smoking gun of 9/11. The evidence is clear that all three World Trade Center high-rises were brought down by explosive demolition, and we now have almost 1,280 architects signed on to our petition demanding a new investigation. We were yesterday at 2 p.m. At the National Press Club presenting all of this evidence, well, much of it in the first 10 minutes at the press conference. We followed that immediately with a mock debate where we took statements from about 10 supporters of the official story, including Shyam Sunder and John Gross of NIST and the guys from Popular Mechanics and Michael Shermer and a host of other supporters, Bazant and David Thomas, who we've been in debates with. We used their statements, publicly made statements, in this press conference to take off from and present these points of evidence because they were not willing to come and debate with us publicly at the press club. So we presented their statements for them. And Senator Mike Gravel was with us at the press conference and debate, and he presented a very, very powerful plea for an investigation in support of the family members of the victims of 9/11 who are calling, many of whom are calling upon us, the architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth, to get to the truth, to get to the evidence. And that's what we've been doing, and that's what we presented. We presented the evidence of explosive nanothermite composite materials found in the dust samples throughout the lower Manhattan, landed like a blanket 4 to 12 inches thick. This is very, very high-tech material, explosives found in the dust, completely ignored, and in fact, they denied that they found any evidence. NIST did, and later they acknowledged that they never looked for it. Now they will not look for it, even though it's been documented in a 25-page peer-reviewed paper on the Bentham Open Chemical Physics Journal, uncontested for the last year and a half. Not only do we find the evidence of these chips of small red-gray chips of nanocomposite materials, but the results of that fairly explosive material, which is the iron microspheres, billions of them found in all the World Trade Center dust. Previously, molten iron microspheres, 6% of the weight of these dust samples in many cases are composed of these. Well, this is evidence that they sustain temperatures exceeding the melting point of iron, which is 2,800 degrees. But office fires and jet fuel only get to be about half that temperature.
So and you've got this now from hundreds of sources, from all the different buildings and apartments and the different groups that have records of this, and from memorials. I mean, this is now the evidence chain over and over again confirmed.
Oh, yeah. There's no question. They can't fight it. It's completely an airtight, solid case, and not only with that, but even the evidence that NIST came, or FEMA came up with in their Appendix C, the documentation that these steel girders looked like Swiss cheese. They're melted, and other stuff.
And we have the firefighters on video on national TV saying there was molten iron, like a foundry, like a volcano, molten. And we have the NASA photos weeks later, thousands of degrees, way above jet fuel. I mean, they use something in there that had molten slag 3-4 weeks later.
Absolutely, and there's documentation of that in videos and photos, in addition to the dozens of witnesses seeing all this molten metal running. And it's clearly molten iron. Tests have been done on it by physicists. It's not melted copper or aluminum or something like that. This is several tons of it underneath all three World Trade Center high-rises, reminding your listeners that there was a third skyscraper, 47 stories tall, Building 7, which dropped in 6.5 seconds straight down uniformly, suddenly, and at free-fall acceleration into its own footprint. This is like a house of cards, a pile four stories tall. This is clearly a controlled demolition. When we show the architects and engineers about this, as we did in the press conference last night, it drops their jaws as well, because they know that's a controlled demolition. Everybody does. This is intuitive. A building can't fall at free fall acceleration and crush anything on the way down. If it's going to do work like crushing columns, it's got to slow down. And NIST even acknowledged that this was a free fall acceleration. So it's unbelievable all the evidence that lines up for the explosive controlled demolition. And CNN was there with their cameras at the press conference in Washington, D.C., at the National Press Club. And we're hoping that they have the courage to put this on the air. We've got coverage in Utica, New York, from one of our 60 press conferences that were held concurrently around the world. Utica, New York has it on TV. Phoenix had it on TV today. So we'll find out who else has the courage to expose the crime of the century.
Well, the point is you're gaining ground. More and more evidence is piling up, confirming the previous evidence. And this is one small spectrum of the evidence. You've got CNN and BBC reporting Building 7 had fallen an hour and then 25 minutes before and giving the away it officially did fall later, so they were right. I said they were clearly fed some type of news feed and that the government jumped the gun with kind of a false start, and later the BBC admitted Reuters gave them an internal report about Building 7 falling from fires more than an hour before it fell, but they went with it 25 minutes before it fell. You have the police saying, get back, they're bringing down Building 7 on CNN, and it is being reported that we've got Breitbart, Sun Herald, Forbes, Yahoo, and others in print media are reporting on this information now. So you're really breaking through that electronic Berlin Wall. And when people actually look at the evidence, they find out the official story is a fairy tale.
And we took this evidence in our DVDs and brochures and our new newspaper, the 9/11 Investigator. We took all this information to every office of Congress in the last 2 days prior to the press conference. We handed it to staffers. We had many conversations, in fact, appointments, where we sat down with 20 minutes and showed Building 7 coming down and the Twin Towers coming down to these staffers and science advisors. And we did deliver packets to all 541 congressional offices, and we have a few more to go to follow up this week. But they have the information. And they're going to be held accountable, our congresspersons, by their constituents. We have supporters, of course, in the 9/11 truth movement all throughout, in every congressional office, and we're going to be having them do the follow-up for us directly with their local offices. It's a political activity as well, trying to get an investigation. That's the mission of AE 9/11 Truth, a real investigation that accounts for the evidence of thermite, nanothermite, free-falling buildings, very explosive information that evidence that has to be gotten into the public record. They're just not going to be able to run away from it for very much longer.
Richard, I think they're trying to overshadow your research, Dr. Jones's research, my work, and many others that are out there taking action. And the fact that polls show globally, not just in the U.S., but more and more statistically, people are not buying the official fable that was the pretext for the wars, the domestic takeover, the naked body scanners, all of it. But I think you've got this Rockefeller-funded, Fox News owner-funded mosque. I don't think the imam's bad, but he's clearly a globalist, goes to the Davos forums. You've got this kind of, I guess, Christian Zionist-type church out in Florida that is wanting to burn the Quran. And whereas I support the free speech rights and the property rights of the mosque builders, and I support this preacher's right to the First Amendment to burn the Quran, I don't like it, but I have to support his right, bottom line, I see the media hyping this to create a clash of civilizations ahead of an Iran strike. I mean, this is perfect timing to kind of reinvoke 9/11 and Muslims and Christians at each other's throats. And so that's why it's so important that you're doing this and other people are doing this right now. And they've got the TV ad running very successfully in New York with the victims' families calling for a new investigation and talking about Building 7. So it's great to see real patriots who love truth on the offensive as a counteroffensive. Do you agree that all this mosque stuff and burn the Quran stuff looks pretty suspicious right now?
Oh, yeah. But in addition, what we're doing is we're having a press conference for that reason right in front of the new Building 7 at the corner of Vesey and Greenwich Streets. A press conference tomorrow, Saturday, at 2 p.m. In order to, and we're getting this press advisory out today to I don't know, 100 media outlets inside of New York, so we can have them come and listen to the family members decry this non-issue, so we can get to the real issue, which is the explosive demolition of
the surviving firefighters, police, medical workers, the families, surviving victims. They've already been out and had press conferences, and I'm glad you're having another one, saying, look, we don't want to hear about the mosque. We want the health care we've been denied, and we want a new investigation.
Yes, of Building 7 and the Twin Towers' controlled demolition. I mean, this is the story of the century, don't you think? It is, Alex. Some enterprising journalist could break this story and get it published and take all the credit for all the work we've been doing for 9 years.
Well, that's right. The media really doesn't want the families and the victims and the families' victims. They don't want them to be seen out there. They want to use the pain of 9/11 as the pretext for more war and control, and they want to speak for the families of the victims. But so that's why it's important people actually hear the families themselves.
And those families will be there at the press conference calling upon 1,270 architects and engineers to investigate the evidence which points to the real cause of the death of their family members. So we're happy to be supportive technically to that pursuit of justice, truth.
And that's tomorrow in front of the new Building 7, Larry Silverstein's building, at 2 o'clock.
That's right.
Now, we're going to go to break in a moment, come back with a final segment with Richard Gage. But, Richard, get back into this new evidence. I mean, you guys have been able to really triple confirm all this and why this press conference yesterday was so important.
Well, these microspheres, the iron microspheres, are endemic in all of the World Trade Center dust. And, in fact, USGS found them and documented them first, and other environmental firms like R.J. Lee. These previously molten iron microspheres comprise 6% of the dust, in some cases, found on top of the Deutsche Bank building, everywhere, really. And by the way, they say, our supporters of the official story will say, oh, that's just from the cleanup equipment and the welding and so forth. No. These are up on top of the high rises. They're collected, even in some samples, 10 minutes on the Brooklyn Bridge. A sample was collected within 10 minutes of the collapse of the towers. So, no, these are not polluted, and it's documented very well by official sources. These have the evidence in them, the chemical evidence of thermite, including aluminum, iron, oxygen, silica, other very, very clear chemical fingerprint of thermite.
All right, Richard Gage, stay there. Final segment straight ahead, then a news blitz and your phone calls. Why is 9/11 truth so important? It is the pretext for the wars, the destruction of the Bill of Rights and Constitution. It is the pretext for the dismantling of our republic. And I've got the head of Homeland Security, Napolitano, saying another 9/11 is coming. So they're out there hyping that, and they've got to take your rights, take your freedoms, and enslave you to keep you safe from the Muslims. Meanwhile, they do everything they can to stir up the Muslims by invading their countries, lying about WMDs. And the Pentagon knows this is stirring them up. You, the citizen of this nation, you are the target. The West is the target of the New World Order. And that's why it's so exciting what Richard Gage is doing. Richard, more dealing with the press conference at the National Press Club, I would imagine the people that really carried out these attacks are starting to really get concerned.
I hope so. They should be. Americans are waking up. It's a whole different story now, thanks to you, your listeners who are out there in the streets raising awareness on the 11th of every month. The people are giving away DVDs. The people who are accepting these or are being confronted with this information in the streets are more receptive. There is so much greater receptivity this year compared to 5 years ago. It's an awakening. It's just really quite incredible, and we're delighted to have been to be part of that, because we can be used. The architects and engineers from 9/11 Truth have produced a lot of material, research by others like Dr. Stephen Jones and Niels Harrit, and many others who have done the work well before us. You, of course, from the very beginning and even before. But Dr. David Ray Griffin, who came along, got his message on, and books out there on the radio, which was what kind of woke me up about 4 years ago. I knew nothing. I was a Reagan Republican. I was a regular, you know, architect, and all of a sudden I'm being hit over the head with a 2x4 that reality is different. It's not the same. I'm not living in the same country all of a sudden that I was, because if 9/11 was some sort of an inside operation, that changed everything. And I realized I had to, when I looked around, where are the architects and engineers who are talking about this? And there were almost none. And now we've got 1,280 of them on our petition, and we're many more that have become aware that won't, for the unfortunate reasons, like they don't want to be discriminated against or lose their job or something, they won't sign our petition. But the millions of Americans are waking up to this.
Well, Richard, we salute your courage, and we salute the other architects and engineers and physicists and the peer-reviewed journals for their courage. And, you know, it's simple. You're faced with a lie this big. If you buy into it, if you submit to this lie, then they'll tell you DU isn't bad for you when they know it's killing people in mass. They'll body scan you with radiation and say they're not recording the images and get caught lying. Yeah, I mean, the point is, clearly, this isn't freedom that's being foisted on us, and it has nothing to do with keeping us safe from terrorists. This is what's happened to every other third world country, where its own military-industrial complex takes it over in the name of keeping people safe. It's just a 21st century, more sophisticated version of it. And free humanity is challenging this lie on every front. And I hope folks will go to the press conference tomorrow, 2 p.m. Eastern time, there at Building 7, the new Building 7 at Ground Zero, and be part of that and support the families of the victims and the firefighters and police and others that are going to be there with you. I look forward to having you on next week to give us a quick report on the aftermath of this weekend, as well as Luke Radowski and others from New York and other vigils and demonstrations that are being held, not just in the United States in every major city, but worldwide. Richard Gage, thank you so much for joining us. Fire out quickly the website for Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth.
Yes, it's ae911truth.org. And look into the sky in New York City for something special on the evening
of
9/11.
All right, great job.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take phone calls in the next segment, in the segment after that, then I'm going to blitz through news and then get to as many calls as I can. But any issue you want to discuss, any news item, the toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231 on this September 10th, 2010 edition, one day short of 9 years since the tragic attacks of 9/11-2001. 1-800-259-9231. Obviously, you're welcome to call in about the mosque, the burn the Quran business, all the rest of it. But I've got a lot of other news that this other stuff has been distracting from that I want to go over. Here's a brief scan of what's coming up. This is all linked up at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and also GCNLive.com. Random pat-downs turn PATCO into police state. This is from NBC News. I'll give you a document cam shot for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Random pat-downs turn PATCO into police state. Commuters' clothing, pockets, bags, and vehicles to be randomly searched. The police go on to say you have no rights in the article. So the government's just letting you know it's a police state now. TSA plans to use Homeboy ball cap avatar on naked body scanners. They'll show you a computer-generated image of your body scan that's covered with clothes, but they're still getting the real scan, saving it, and looking at that. They're lying to you, and this doesn't mention the radiation danger, they're in deep trouble. There is massive resistance forming. We can beat this if we continue to point out that, A, they're recording it and lying about it, B, they can see your real naked body, and C, there's the radiation. So that is coming up. Also, Toronto Public Works Protection Act continues long after G20 summit. They claim that they suspended Canadians' rights for the G20 meeting, and they're going on afterwards to say they have no rights. Business as usual, Fed court slaps down torture lawsuit against CIA. That's not just Kurt Nemo's take on it. Here's the London Independent. Victims of extraordinary rendition cannot sue. You have no rights. You're allowed to be secretly arrested, tortured, killed, anything. The government's just completely criminal. Yeah, well, courts can say blacks aren't human, but they still are and still have rights to fight back. You know, we've had the Supreme Court rule blacks aren't humans before. Does that mean it's true? UN blueprint, dismantle middle class, build world government. Incredible report by Paul Joseph Watson, where they admit get rid of the middle class. The carbon taxes are to shut down industrial society. An amazing story out of the South Yorkshire newspaper, The Star. Ringtone race row means fight, lands fan in a cell. He put a clip of a famous movie as his ringtone. It has the word Paki in it, where the Pakistan guy goes, hey, I'm a Paki. I guess that's some kind of, you know, you can't call Pakistanis a Paki. I mean, you know, everything's turned into a racial term. And so he's been arrested. You are arrested. Remember Robin Page, BBC presenter? He said rural communities deserve the same rights as Muslims and gays. He was arrested for saying he deserves rights. You can't even say you want rights. You're arrested. England is a high-tech, hardcore police state. It is so vicious. And Canada's turning into that as well. And we are, too, if they're able to ban burning this Quran or ban that mosque being built. Because you'll lose your property rights, you'll lose your free speech rights, you'll lose everything. And that's what's being done. They bring in all the foreigners, stir them up, and then take everybody's rights. That's what multiculturalism is. Here's another one. Sheriffs want lift of patients using painkillers. Everyone's name who's ever been given a prescription. The feds already have this. Now local police want to know your entire medical records, get away with whatever they want. Incredible. So that is just some of what's coming up in the police state stack. We'll also get into the economy. Been telling you about bisphenol A. Here is the Mail. Gender-bending chemicals in our rivers grow more potent, to where the fish, the eels, the amphibians, they're hermaphrodites, and basically that's what we're being turned into. This is being added, ladies and gentlemen, by design. It's all coming up on the other side of this break. But first, Shannon, Eli, Wilson, Tyler, John, your call straight ahead.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
We are back live. Thank you so much for joining us on the September 10th Live Friday edition. Let's go straight to your phone calls. Massive news blitz coming up, including this key story by Steve Watson just out. We had Ron Paul on 2 weeks ago, and he hinted that he might run for president. But now he said that the American people are probably ready. I'm going to tell you right now, he's going to run. I know his character. I understand the politics involved. But now he's basically saying it's probably going to happen, especially because Rand has pushed his lead from 8 points to over 15 in every major poll. That's another symbol. This is incredible. They've thrown the kitchen sink at Rand, lying about him, and it blew up in their face. The mainstream media spin machine and slander machine is officially dead, as Watson said a few days ago in his article at prisonplanet.com. So that's coming up as well. Amazing statements from Congressman Ron Paul. Shannon in Mississippi, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
Alex, I wanted to get on that subject about this pasture in Gainesville, Florida. I believe it's his right. I'm a United States Air Force veteran, security police officer, and the first thing I had to swear on was to defend the Constitution of the United States of America. The United States Constitution says he has the freedom to do whatever he wants, including burning a Koran.
And our media is openly saying, I've got USA Today, should he be stopped? Hey, if they don't let him do it and tell him not to, then this country's dead.
This country is dead if they do not let him do it. Now, this slime ball on TV, Hardball, I call him Slime Ball just like you do. he gets on TV and he shows them people in Afghanistan burning the American flag, burning an effigy of this pasture. And then he says, look what that's doing. They're throwing rocks at our tanks and stuff. Well, they need to get out of Afghanistan and let the United States be free with their constitution. And if it's not all right for that man to burn the Koran, them people needs to go back to their own country or stay in the United States and carry and fly our flag and believe in freedom of speech and liberty.
Well, I couldn't say it any better or more succinctly, Shannon. I mean, that's it. Anything else?
No, sir, Alex, that is it. I just want everybody to protect the United States and get the scum out of office, Alex, and I salute you and your crew. Thank you, sir.
I salute you, Shannon. And again, I don't like people who burn American flags, burn Bibles, or burn Korans. I think it's disrespectful. But if they can take, what did Europe do in the last 30 years? From France to Germany, they banned white supremacists. And then now they banned criticizing the government in many areas. They banned saying, you know, I don't want my children being taught sex education. They arrest you. I've got that in the news stack. I'm going to be covering it. Do you understand, folks, that if you support taking that pastor's right and give in to this intimidation, it's over. And I look, I don't like what the pastor's doing, but I begin to understand why he's doing it. He's saying these people are not tolerant like they claim they are. They are not compatible with our country. Okay? And if they kill him or try to kill him or the government tries to stop him from doing it, then it's over. It's over. And look, this whole thing's contrived. The media hyping it, the mosque thing. Again, you can't have it both ways. You have to say they have a right to build that mosque, even if you disagree with it religiously. Even if you think the official story of 9/11 is true and Muslims did it, you have to support that or America's dead. Well, I mean, I hope Muslims can get into the show today or tomorrow or on Sunday when I'm live to explain to me. You can have the mosque and other people can burn Bibles, but you can't burn a Koran. I mean, either we have this or we don't. You have a right to criticize that pastor. Let's talk to Ellie in North Carolina. You're on the air, Ellie.
Oh, okay. There's a lot happening on a lot of fronts, but I wouldn't minimize what happened to that student that was sent home for wearing an American flag T-shirt. And I would say that every kid in that school should turn up, the whole school should turn up en masse wearing an American flag.
Exactly. We've been taught, don't talk about politics, religion, shut up, don't make anybody uncomfortable. We've got to make more people uncomfortable.
Those kids are learning that they're not American. They need to pull their kids out of that school if they're being taught that they're not an American. They need to say, yes, I am an American, and I'm going to wear an American flag on my shirt. And if they get in trouble for it, pull the kid out of the school.
Well, it's the same issue. You can't wear an American flag. You can't burn a Koran. You can't have a mosque. If we all poke each other's eyes out, we're going to be blind here. Anything else, Ellie?
I think that what's going on in the schools really needs to be looked at. What they are teaching our children that are growing up is that they're not American, they can't think for themselves, home is not important, the family's not important, religion's not important, God is not important, the state is important, and it's got to stop. And parents need to really look.
Well, these are supposedly independent school districts, but they've been fully federalized. I appreciate your call. Wilson in Florida, welcome.
Hey, good afternoon, Alex. It's always a pleasure to speak to you.
Good to talk to you.
I'm glad. Yep, I'm glad how things are coming along ever since I started listening like 2 years ago, since Obama ran. And then I just woke up to things and I started learning of the information you're putting out there. And everything's coming along good. You know, at first it started out kind of rough. People didn't really understand. But now I have even some of my closest friends and family always listening when I call them. And so they're going to be listening to this. And I just have two quick questions for you. First one, what are you planning on doing on the 10-year anniversary of September 11th? Because that's, I think, an extremely monumental time and point right there. And
I'm always asked to go to Ground Zero. I've been there for three anniversaries, or is it four? But I like to let We Are Change and the other groups and architects and engineers be leaders for themselves. And but on the 10th anniversary, I'll most assuredly go to New York because it is so important. And so that's basically my answer on that point.
Okay, yes, yes. Because I think 10 years, that's going to be like the most important like time out of, since it happened. And last question, who do you think will be the ideal candidate to run with Ron Paul, like as far as his top three, like the vice president and then the secretary of state, and then maybe the person who's in charge of the treasury, and that's it?
Boy, that is a really important question. I've thought about that. And, you know, I would hope that he would get a true constitutionalist in there. Chuck Baldwin is very well known, is a great patriot, but I don't know if he's well enough known to be a strong or as strong a candidate as Ron Paul would need. But that's a question. We should run a poll or have people email in. In fact, folks, why don't you Twitter? It's twitter.com/RealAlexJones. Your ideas, we'll print a few of those off, and Matt Ryan will remind me in the last 5 minutes of this hour to read some of those recommendations on air. So Twitter to the Real Alex Jones, twitter.com/RealAlexJones, your ideas. In fact, do that right now, Wilson, if you're able to get on the computer and others, and we'll read 10 or so of your ideas. I appreciate the call, Wilson. Good to have you and your family on board. Let's talk to Tyler in California. You're on the air.
Oh, hey, Alex. Nice to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you.
I don't know if you noticed, but our conversation last week sparked quite the debate on YouTube free market. And much like myself, the vast majority realized that you avoided my key points on the issue and started talking about something else. So I'd like you
Well,
to
I don't remember the phone call, and I don't know what you're talking about, but let me think. You're the guy that called in and said you're a fan of Zeitgeist.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that, I remember now.
Just like, okay, and so instead of addressing the central points...
Okay, I don't know what your central point is. Tell me now.
Okay, that the free market is the main cause behind all of our problems because it naturally progresses to global monopoly and through cyclical consumption of the resources, that is the true source of the environmental
problem. No, I remember the call now. You've refreshed my memory, and I did respond to everything you said. Okay? We don't have a true free market. We have a oligopoly, a group of cartels using globalism and collectivism to destroy any chance at free market. A free market is, I have a right to buy property, and then I have a right to sell it later. Or I have a right to paint an oil painting and then sell it without government being involved. And so I support freedom and the Bill of Rights of Constitution. I do not support a computer that is, quote, fair. Well, who programs the computer and reallocates resources? And that is what is being proposed by the groups you're promoting. That is a nightmare situation. So I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead, and I'm going quicker through the calls. Let's go to John in Texas. John, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
A while ago, you talked about that guy at the Austin Gun Show that was arrested, and at the end of his trial, he's found guilty, and at the end of your article, he said he was sent to 6 months in a work camp, a.k.a. labor camp. And I was wondering, you know, we all know who used the labor camp system. That was the Soviet system, and most of the people who went into them labor camps were all innocent, which this guy is. So I was wondering if you ever looked more into that.
Well, I mean, we covered the Austin Gun Show. We went over the topics, the issues. They have the military commissions operation, the civilian inmate labor camp program. The Army even runs some of these, and they make you work. And people say, good, make them work. But if you watch the movie The Shawshank Redemption, It's a fiction story, but it's based on real things that have happened. You notice that the warden is making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, and this is set back in the 50s, off of his labor. And his crews are building roads, and the local road builder comes to him and says, hey, you're putting me out of business. You know, my people can't compete with slave wages or no pay. And the warden says, well, pay me off then. And so he comes back a week later with a pie with $1,000 on top of it. And so the average prison pay is 15 to 25 cents an hour, depending on the state. The highest is about 25 cents. And then, of course, we can't compete against the illegal aliens or the tens of millions of people in and out of the prison system every few years. On average, about 5 million are in prison any one time. So, of course, we can't compete with this. So it's a deindustrialization program, and it's legalizing modern slavery. We'll be back. Stay with us.
You look like an angel. Walk like an angel. Talk like an angel. But I got wise. You're the devil in disguise.
We're back live, my friends. Thank you for joining us. Coming up, Ron Paul starts to seriously hint that he's going to run for president, and he quotes the same reasons that I've stated, that you can bet if he's in good health, he is going to run. He is 74 years old, but he's in great shape, exercises every day. That is coming up amongst all the other important news that we're going to be covering, but let's continue to quickly go to your phone calls. Mike in California, you're on the air.
God bless. How are you doing, Mr. Jones?
I'm doing all right. What's on your mind?
I'll be concise, sir. Two ideas. A1 on the voting process, because it's a secret ballot, so it's pretty easy to manipulate. You know, all of a sudden, gee, Barack Obama won, and so did all the incumbents. I would personally not have a problem with taking a photograph with my phone and having everybody, you know, sign and date it and send it in to a central counting location, like even you guys. So if all of a sudden Ron Paul doesn't win, but you guys got 500,000 votes for him or whatever, then you can substantiate, hey, this has been gimmicked and needs to be recounted. There's a fraud happening. The other recommendation I got is to simply circumvent all this federal crap going on with Arizona and the rest of us. Because I'm in California. I'm only 90 miles from San Diego. We got a pretty good flood of problems up here, too. If every state from Florida to California were to just say, you know what, screw it, we're going to succeed, then all of a sudden the federal jurisdiction would not apply. We would have the right and the legitimacy to enforce our own borders without any federal circumvention. And I wouldn't be surprised at all.
The problem with California is a lot of the people there want it to be Mexico, so it probably will secede down the road and become part of Mexico. That's part of the La Reconquista, La Invasora. But interesting points, Mike. I appreciate your call. Eric in Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
Hey, I am proud to announce that I was part of the movement yesterday. Myself, Kevin Barrett, Tom Spellman from Architects and Engineers for 9/11, Matthew Haas and Lou Stelzenberg, we all went to our representative Tammy Baldwin's office and handed them and their representatives the information from Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. So I'm just proud to announce that I'm part of the movement. And if there's anybody listening that's from the Wisconsin area that is in Tammy Baldwin's district, feel free to give her a call. Phone number 608-258-9800.
Sir, I appreciate your call, but I have a rule. We can't, and I think you're a good caller and a nice guy, and I commend what you're doing. But if people want to give numbers out, you've got to say who it is. We've got to look it up and give it out ourselves. Because if I start letting everybody, the trolls will call in and give out fake numbers to some little old lady to try to cause us problems. That's a talk radio rule. But did you have anything else you wanted to add, Eric? Okay, he's gone. Iduna in Indiana, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. I felt obliged to make a comment about people wearing the United States flag on their clothes. When I was in the 60s, when I was in grade school, we learned in Girl Scouts that when you treat the flag reverently, as you do religious symbols also, you don't wear the flag as an article of clothing. This changed in the 70s with some of the radicals, but for many people, especially older people and foreigners who see Americans wearing their flag, it looks more like the Americans don't care about America when they desecrate the flag.
But you understand, it's their free speech right to wear the American flag.
I do understand.
Because we don't worship the flag. We are reverent of the flag because it represents the Bill of Rights and Constitution. See, they don't get mad. There's not people freaking out about the Bill of Rights and Constitution being flushed down the commode. It then becomes just an obsession about the flag itself.
When people do actions that can be symbolic, and the flag is very symbolic, it seems to me that they should be more careful about what actions they choose to take, because when the actions are interpreted wrongly by foreigners or by older people like me, it is offensive to us. It still offends me to see people wearing the flag on their clothes. I don't say anything
to
them.
Well, what about the military? They've got an American flag on their shoulder.
But that's not the same thing. When you wear it as a badge that you are working for the United States, it's one thing. When you wear it on the seat of your pants or on a T-shirt it's in an inappropriate
What about
place.
Red, white, and blue napkins at 4th of July?
the point is, Alex, that it's a symbol, and you and a person has to be aware of the symbolic actions when he does.
Sure, sure. But I mean, do you agree with people's right though to burn the flag?
If it's legal, I agree with it. Yes.
Well, I mean, but they shouldn't make a law making it illegal just because a democracy wants it. Two wolves and a sheep voting on dinner, on what's for dinner. I mean, I don't like burning the American flag, but I mean, it's their right to do it, or I lose my right.
I have to agree, but you have to understand that people have to be careful of their behavior, even if it's not illegal.
No. I mean, we should all govern ourselves.
That's correct.
Absolutely. I mean, that's a good point. It's just my whole issue is that, you know, the Muslims, some of them would say the same thing about the Quran or about anything else. And so we either have freedom of speech and freedom of private property and assembly, or we don't have it. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live. I'm going to go straight into the news and then more of your phone calls. Tom, Tim, Jason, Frank, Mark, and others. The toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. Trying to get people to focus in on issues that really matter and understand who the global elite are and what their game plan is, because it's bad for 99.9% of the world population. Before we get into all this news, including the latest developments with the Quran burning situation, been a big development there, I want to tell you about eFoodsDirect.com, the highest quality storable foods at the best prices. They've got their special running, buy three, get one free of any of their great product lines, non-GMO, non-hybrid. With all the depression danger and war danger and all the craziness that's going on, you cannot count on the government during a collapse or a problem or an emergency to take care of you. In fact, they'll come and take your guns in every case we've seen, like New Orleans and other cases. So eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633. Call and get a free brochure or ask any questions. 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. Big banners up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And continuing with preparedness, there's always the EcolaBlue.com. You could be drinking clean, fresh water made right out of the air you breathe. Now, this isn't something out of a science fiction book. Our wonderful sponsor, EcolaBlue, with the EcolaBlue 28 and the EcolaBlue 30 machines will allow you to do just that. It's easy to use. It'll make up to 7.5 gallons per day and run it through 7 to 12 filter stage process, depending on which unit you buy, including reverse osmosis, carbon filtration techniques, ensuring that you know exactly what you're drinking. No chemicals, pollutants, or fluoride we spend so much talking about on this radio show. Get your very own source of unlimited renewable drinking water for you and your family today by visiting them on the web at ecolablue.com, ecolablue.com, or by clicking on their banner at infowars.com, or give them a call, 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043. And lastly, I want to tell you about Safe Castle. I'm proud to welcome this great sponsor, a well-known company in the preparedness field, Safe Castle LLC. Check them out at www.prepared.pro. That's www.prepared.pro. That's prepared. Pro. That's prepared.pro. You can also get to their online site by visiting the prisonplanet.com banner, where you can see their ad on the right-hand side of the page. These folks have been in the readiness and preparedness business for 10 years. They're fond of saying that they're in the business of selling steel-plated peace of mind. They safe rooms, you name it, fortification doors. They sell everything you need to be more ready for what's happening and what's coming down the pike, survival gear, supplies, even steel-plated underground shelters and safe rooms. That's prepared.pro for professional crisis preparedness assistance. Check them out today. Okay, let me get into the news here. And boy, is there a lot of it. I'm going to move as quickly as possible so we can get more of your phone calls in. This story is so huge. We should have talked about this for the whole show. Hamilton and Keene call for domestic terrorism agency. What do you think Homeland Security is? What do you think mobile naked body scanners are for? What do you think the MIAC and Homeland Security reports cover? They cover You, the American people, it's all aimed at you. The guns are swung around domestically. The people that run our country and run our Pentagon have taken over more than 100 countries. They put dictators in. They want tyranny. They got a lot of well-meaning people that serve them who are compartmentalized. And now they admit four domestic groups use the InfraGuard, the clergy response team, the 800,000+ top secret USA private spies, the private mercenaries. It's all for us. And this story is so important, and it, of course, integrates and dovetails with the Pentagon saying we've got to, quote, secure the web by tracking and tracing it. That's also up on the websites. Hamilton and Keene called for domestic terrorism agency. The federal government needs an agency specifying and specifically charged with identifying radicalization or working to prevent terrorist recruitment of U.S. citizens and residents. And what do they say? The Internet. Anti-globalist, anti-New World Order. What does Homeland Security say in their reports? What does FEMA say? What does the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, say? They want to shut down free speech. They want these hate laws. They want it all. It's incredible. So that's up on the site. Continuing here with the news. Here is the latest developments dealing with the Koran burning set for tomorrow at International Burned Koran Day, the epicenter being in Florida. Koran burning pastor says he has a two-hour deadline. The pastor at the center of the Koran burning fight has given a New York imam 2 hours to contact him about plans to build a mosque near Ground Zero. He was previously visited by one of the top imams involved and told that, and I believe he's telling the truth about this, told that they would move the mosque if he didn't do this. Then the imam came out and said, I didn't tell him that specifically. I said I'd talk to him about maybe doing it if he didn't burn the Koran. And so now he's put out a two-hour deadline. We'll be writing about this and covering it on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But Muslims need to know this. If that Koran gets burned and you run around and blow stuff up or burn buildings, or the government may do it and blame it on you, and or you do that overseas, it's going to be used to further demonize you, and it'll be used as a pretext to limit your numbers being immigrated. Well, they'll probably actually accelerate it, but on paper they'll claim they're going to limit it, and they're going to use it to try to limit free speech in this country. So if you really are an American and you really are for free speech, stop having your chain pulled, your buttons pushed. Don't buy into this. Don't go along with it. I said the same thing on the mosque at Ground Zero. You can't have your cake and eat it too, living in a free country. You can go to Saudi Arabia, criticize the government, they'll chop your head off. Okay? I mean, if you like that, you like living like that, go there. Okay? It's that simple. The pastor at the center of the Koran burning has given the New York imam 2 hours. Pastor Terry Jones and his colleague Pastor K.A. Paul read out two telephone numbers live on television and urged the imam to contact him as soon as possible. Well, that's crazy. He'd never be able to get through if he tried. They did not say what would happen if he failed to get in touch with them, and the deadline expires just after 8:30 tonight. Well, how can that be a two-hour? I guess Sky News got their time zones wrong, because that's 5 hours, 6 hours from now. That is not 2.5 hours. Sky News U.S. correspondent Robert Nisbet, who was at the news conference, said this is absolutely extraordinary. It appears the pastor has reconsidered his earlier deal over the New York mosque. That deal was broken. The imam says he didn't make the deal with him. So they're saying the pastor has backed off and waffled or flip-flopped. No, he hasn't. He says he had a deal, and the deal has been broken. Regardless of what you think of this guy and his church, that's what's going on here. He added, worryingly, none of the U.S. cable networks showed the press conference, so Imam Rauf may not have seen it. You got to love the media. They hype all this for 3 weeks. We sit back and watch it, hardly talk about it, hoping this wouldn't turn into this. And then now, a day before, they announced last night, we're going to stop covering it. But they're really still covering it. They're just not covering what the pastor actually has to say. Okay, the audio of this is up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.net in Steve Watson's article. Congressman Ron Paul hints at 2012 presidential campaign. It's something I think about every single day. The Texas Congressman Ron Paul has hinted that he is strongly considering another presidential run in 2012. If he's going to do it, he needs to get going. He needs to get a jump on him. Paul, who previously ran for the Republican nomination in 08 and under the Libertarian Party in 88, told an interviewer that it's something I think about every single day. The congressman's comments came during an interview with his former House colleague, Bob Bowman, a legal counsel for the Sovereign Society, an independent investment advisory group. Paul said it would be a tough decision, but that he believes the American people are ready to embrace a new political direction. The comments have not been picked up by the mainstream media sources as of yet. The congressman has previously downplayed rumors of another presidential campaign, saying it is unlikely, however, following a string of successes in recent surveys and straw polls, including victory in the Conservative Political Action Committee CPAC presidential straw poll, it seemed Paul is now reconsidering his earlier statements. Well, look, Paul knows that the platform, even if he loses, to talk about true liberty, true conservatism, anti-war, exposing the private Federal Reserve, he must run so that he's in those debates and reaches tens of millions more Americans. You think the movement for liberty got energized and the true original Tea Party had its genesis because of Ron Paul's 2007-2008 run? This will super turbocharge it. We'll be deeper into the depression in the next year and a half. Everything he talked about and we talked about is coming true. Rand Paul's now 15 points ahead, gaining 7 to 8 points against his rival because the demonization campaign backfired. He has got to run. Paul's comments add weight to more recent rumblings that he may once again pick up the presidential campaign mantle in 2012. Earlier this year, the congressman's wife, Carol, stated that if you ask him now, he'd probably say no. He doesn't do that on this show. But he did say things are happening so quickly and fast in the country. If we're at a crisis period and they need someone with the knowledge he has, then he would do it. And it goes on from there. Now, we put the question out to Twitter.com/RealAlexJones, Twitter folks. And we said, who would you like to see him run with? And we got hundreds of these. I can't read them all, but the first one is, Ron Paul /Jesse Ventura. Well, I happened to be with Ventura for 3 days. We flew together. We stayed at the same hotel. We ate dinner together. We walked around the French Quarter together. We spent a lot of time. And, you know, Jesse basically said that he's not going to beat his head up against a wall and that he doesn't think the awakening's happening fast enough and that he just wants to spend time with his wife and that he's done his work. But you know what? He could reconsider. Well, he said a lot more, but he didn't say it was off record, but I'm going to keep it to myself for now. Continuing, Judge Andrew Napolitano should run with Ron Paul, said another Twitter to our site. Another one said running mates, Ralph Nader, Chuck Baldwin, Michelle Bachmann. Yeah, Ralph Nader is kind of a socialist, not good. I mean, he's good on exposing corporations, but not his solutions. Michelle Bachmann's okay, but nothing compared to Chuck Baldwin. Gary Johnson. I guess that's the former New Mexico governor. Jeff Sessions should run. I love him. Alan Keyes should run with Ron Paul to stop the race issue. That's an interesting idea. Charlie Sheen, yeah. Says Ron Paul for president with Jesse Ventura as vice. I think that comes up most often. Who should Ron Paul in 2012? Ron Paul, of course. Yeah, we know that, Twitter, but we want to know who he should run with. What about if a Rand Paul, Ron Paul? That'd be crazy. Andrew Napolitano, Ron Paul's running mate should be Alexander Emmerich Jones. And then they misspell Emmerich because half the information on the Wikipedia page is wrong about me and they won't let us fix it. You got to love Wikipedia. I can't give them real information about who I am. Continuing, Jesse Ventura again. Another one says, if he really wants a power ticket, one that can galvanize the masses, it's got to be Paul Kucinich. Again, Kucinich is a complete socialist and wants to ban guns. He's a good guy, and then he stands for what he believes in, and he's anti-Federal Reserve and anti-war. But, I mean, I couldn't vote for Kucinich. And Ron Paul's not going to run with Kucinich. You better believe that. I think that Jesse Ventura will be a great vice president. Chuck Baldwin came up. Alan Keyes or Bob Barr? Alan Keyes a lot better than Bob Barr. Alan Keyes again. Alex Jones for Secretary of State. Judge Andrew Napolitano should run with Ron Paul in 2012. VP Andrew Napolitano, Secretary of Treasury Peter Schiff. Dr. Alan Keyes would be the best running mate for Ron Paul. Chuck Baldwin for VP. Jim DeMint has the true conservative credentials to be Dr. Paul's VP. He's pretty good on a lot of issues, and that is a power candidate. Rand Paul, of course, who would fail to love a father and son tag team. I don't even know if that's constitutional. That's kind of like royalty. I don't think Ron Paul would do that. I don't think I'm for it. Jesse the Mind Ventura and Ron Paul would get the attention needed to win. Nader would work too, and too old. I've been around him. He kind of a little bit shaky. Just 3 years ago, I was around him, and he was kind of like not. He's old. Jesse Ventura for Defense Secretary. A lot of the same names over and over again. So there you have it. That's what listeners are thinking on that front. I'm going to come back and hit some more news, but right now. Let's talk to who's up first here. Let's talk to Tim in Germany. Tim in Deutschland, you're on the air.
Guten Tag.
Yeah, you're
Guten
on a bad.
Aus Deutschland, Alex.
Yeah, I got to let you go. Sorry, your Skype's not working. Yeah. Tom in Florida, you're on the air.
Taking my call and what you're doing for the American people. I have a horrendous story to tell you what they did to me and my family.
Go ahead.
Alex, I lived in the panhandle of Florida. At 11 o'clock at night when I'm working on the computer, I stepped out to take a leak. And through coming at me was three jets at about 800 feet, all three of them pouring something out of their wings, which I assume was Corexit.
You sound like a real hillbilly. Like there's nothing like peeing in the backyard, huh?
Sorry, man. My wife came out. I'm a songwriter, too. We were singing. I'm as American as they come, from my grandfather Clarence on down. I have seven children, including three I took in that belonged to a friend of mine.
So you were out there lovingly watering the plants, and here come the jets with core exit. They admit they're spraying. Go ahead.
It was a full moonlight. I wouldn't have even known it. The jets didn't make any noise, barely a whisper. I stood and I watched them fly right over our house, spraying the stuff out. And as they crossed the island and got out onto the Gulf, three more crossed from the other direction, east to west. I stood and watched as the fumes came down and hit me in the face. My knees buckled. I hit the ground. I was in convulsions for 30 minutes before I could crawl back into the office.
You got to listen, Tom. You got to shoot a YouTube video about this. In Florida, the news has reported that they have been finding a lot of core exit in the swimming pools, lakes, and rivers. I know they're still spraying at that and other dispersants. This is really important because it's the perfect cover. The government's done tens of thousands of admitted chemical, biological, radiological releases over every major city and town. They do it to see if they can get the pilots to follow along, to see if they can keep it secret. And they've killed people in these tests. So I believe this happened to you. This is huge.
Absolutely, sir. I would love to tell you the story. We moved. Someone made the decision that me and my beautiful family was expendable. We're not expendable. We're Americans. We've been an asset to everywhere we've
been. So you had to move.
Who do you tell when the government decides you're expendable? Who do I tell? You're the only one. I peed blood for a week, and I had lost about a third of my vision. We hauled ass to the mountains. We're in a good position in the mountains.
Well, I tell you, listen. I got to go, but you should write an article about it. You should send it to us with specifics, where you lived, what happened. Then we can talk about it on the show, get other people from that area to find out if they had health problems. But, I mean, the EPA's told people that core exit's not bad for you and there's no health problems. We know that's a lie. We'll be right back on the other side of this break. They claim they'd gotten rid of 70% of the oil. They now admit that's a lie. I mean, they tell you DU's good for you. I'm going to be back Sunday live 4 to 6 p.m. Central here on the Genesis Network. For more news information, also visit the website gcnlive.com. This is from the London Independent. It's also Reuters AP. They just come right out and tell you, victims of extraordinary rendition, that's snatch and grab kidnapping, they now do at G20 meetings, cannot sue U.S. court rules. And they say that even citizens can be secretly grabbed, tortured, and never given a trial. Now, that shows our courts are completely illegitimate and no one is safe. And remember, Homeland Security admits this is set up for you, the citizens. Business as usual. Fed court slaps down torture lawsuit against CIA. Infowars.com. Links to the New York Times. Meanwhile, here is, and I'm going to talk more about this on Sunday, here is NBC. NBC News with the headline, Random Pat-Downs Turn Patco into Police State. That's not Alex Jones saying police state. That's NBC News. They want you to know. Commuters who ride Patco trains between southern New Jersey and Philadelphia should expect random searches of their clothing, pocket bags, and vehicles on their morning trip to work. Television Transport's Security Administration screeners, armed with explosive sniffing canine, checked 663 commuter bags randomly selected from the morning rush at the Lindenwood station. And it says they're going to continue. When I was in the Atlanta airport, when I'd gotten off the plane, they were announcing it's an orange alert. Terrorists may hit. Something out of The Running Man. And then I was walking, and out of one of the gates comes a guy in kind of a Border Patrol green outfit with a German Shepherd, and I look over, and here's the German Shepherd right up next to me. And he was just had his, and the cop had his arms out, kind of in the chicken mode, like, well, I'm tough. And he was like, looking at me. Let me tell you something. Naked body scanners, all of this going on the streets of America, this is all about training you to line up and answer questions. It has nothing to do with terrorism. The globalists staged those attacks. Bottom line, they staged the Gulf of Tonkin, the rest of it, and it's sick. And they've got the police in here being quoted as saying, we can, quote, do whatever we want to you. And all these congressmen, Stark and others, on video saying, you have no rights. The federal government can do whatever it wants. And the federal government's run by a bunch of crooked offshore banks. It was chaotic, said Kevin Gregson, an accountant for Motorola who commutes to Philadelphia daily, told the Courier-Post. Nobody was sure what was happening, whether it was safe to get on the train or that we were carrying something we shouldn't. Delaware River Port Authority Police Chief David McClintock told the Courier-Post of Cherry Hill screeners were looking for improvised explosive devices and weapons. See, that's their cover. But out of the 600-plus people searched, they found one crack pipe. Oh, aren't they keeping us safe? Meanwhile, they admit the government grows the opium in Afghanistan. The chief says out of the 666 bags searched, that's a quote, between 6 a.m. and 10 a.m., a crack pipe was the only item confiscated. We can conduct any kind of search we want, said McClintock. We could ask the TSA to bring wands or X-ray machines like they have in airports, though we don't think that's appropriate for Patco riders at this time. There are 5,000 commuters passing through the station daily, according to Courier Post. The searches will be conducted by a freshly hired DRPA police several times a month without advance warning at various stations. And they go on to admit they're going to have this in malls. Just search the term. FBI wants scanners in malls. 500 mobile vans, many times more powerful than a chest X-ray, blasting your house. Pretty soon they'll tell you your kids have got to snort DU or maybe drink lead, and they'll just say it's to fight Al-Qaeda. So our journey into total enslavement is accelerating. I'll be back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. In the first hour, I had Patrice O'Neill on. It was pretty powerful info. I want to say great job to the crew. Keep spreading the word about the broadcast, folks. That's why we're reaching so many people.